will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
I'm Rob Artigo. I'm your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. Hi, Ray. It's good to be back with you.
Hey, it's so good to have you, Rob. It's always fun to be with you and having these interesting topics.
Well, I caught a part of a Forbes article the other day that posed the question, who comes first, your team members, your customers, or your stakeholders? So let's define each one of them briefly if we can here for this podcast and try to answer the question, which comes first. So team members obviously are employees, but would you expand the term team members to include people who are not employees, with like contractors and other people?
They could be, certainly. A team member could be a vendor, a supplier. And so you got to look at, in fact, a customer could be a team member, or even a shareholder or a board member of the board. So a team is really what it takes to accomplish a task. That's whether it be a basketball, football, baseball, or whatever kind of team you're setting up. They are a group of people that work together to accomplish a common task.
This might be a thing where we have team members, customers, and stakeholders in general sort of overlapping in some situations. Now, let's talk about customers real quick, define that. Are there different levels of customers, and are those customers always the ones directly buying from you, or does that include people who are indirect buyers, like the customers of customers?
Well, it could be the customers. It depends upon how many tiers you have in your distribution chain. Or whether you're a service company, like if you're a hairdresser or you have a beauty salon or a restaurant, or, it depends upon, what kind of business you're running, would define who your customers are. The customers or whoever is in that chain. For example, I refer to some of my employees as customers. And so, I know that one of my marketing people, who has to work with the product groups, they refer to them as their customers. A customer is anybody who's receiving your service. That's basically what a customer is.
All right. So let's talk about stakeholders. And I think that, again, this is another one of those terms that could cross the cross into customer and team member boundaries. The stakeholders, how would you define a quote unquote stakeholder?
Somebody who has a stake in the company. For example, an employee could be a stakeholder because maybe they own stock, or maybe they just putting all that time and effort into it. They're putting a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. They become a stakeholder. Mm-hmm. A customer could be a stakeholder because they've got either some commitment, loyalty. Maybe they've got your product designed into their product. And so... they become a stakeholder. And so a stakeholder is really anyone who has a vested interest in the company.
Okay. So that, going back to the original question from this Forbes article, which was, which comes first, team members, customers, or stakeholders, in the way that we've defined these here, and this is what caught my attention, and you clearly pointed out here in your definitions of each one of these categories, is if you cannot really answer the question of which comes first when you're talking about a group of people who essentially cross over depending on the circumstances. And would you be able to, and I'll just pose the question to you, can you answer that question, which comes first, the team member, the customer, or the stakeholders?
No, that I know the trap you were getting me into on this. So I was ready for it. They're really partners. Okay. So if you look at the team members, the customers, and the stakeholders, they're all partners. They're partners in your venture. And if you look at them that way, then you're not trying to differentiate. Okay, well, you're just a team, you're an employee, or you're a contractor, or you're a customer, or you're a shareholder, or you're a board member. You know, we're all partners in the success of the venture. And so that's how it should be looked at, as opposed to who comes first. You know, back to the old chicken and the egg thing, who comes first? Because, you know, without your customers, your team members aren't going to have anything to do. And without your stakeholders, they're not going to be supporting the company. So you get back to this chicken and egg thing about who is the most important. Yeah. And, you know, if you look at them as they're all important equally, then I think you'll have a better chance of treating them all equally successfully. You know, I've heard people within my company actually say, "Oh, you know, employees come first, because without the employees, then, you know, you don't have the products, you don't have that quality, that reliability, you know." And so, you know, the employees come first. You know, a happy employee means you'll have a happy customer, and you'll have a happy shareholder or stakeholder. But I like to think of them all as kind of being a triangle. They're all equally isosceles triangle, where they're all equally sided. And so you're not trying to partition out and saying, oh, you know, the customer's more important, or, you know, I've heard them say customers are number one. Well, yeah, they're number one in some respects, and your shareholders are number one in some respect, and of course your employees are number one in some respects. So they're all equally important, like an isosceles triangle. And so, you know, if you start trying to differentiate and separate them, then you're going to bifurcate the triangle, and it won't be a triangle anymore. It'll be this mess.
And that's a well-rounded way of looking at everybody. A well-rounded way. We're talking about a triangle here. It's a kind of a mixed metaphor, I think, I just walked into. But it is a symbiotic relationship, in the sense that you have these different categories, but they're all, like you said, they're all equally important. When you're dealing with them as a leader of a company, each one of these different categories, tell us a little bit about, you know, your approach to making sure that they understand that they are important. You know, I've heard this saying, and you probably heard before, the customer is always right. And, you know, you treat the customer in a certain way to at least let them think that they're always right. But you know that when you're dealing with people, particularly when it comes to technology, the customer doesn't necessarily know what it is that you're doing, and your business and the integrated circuits, you know, silicon chips, are so complex, and that if somebody can say, "Hey, look, I need something to do this," you can understand what they want, but they can't tell you how to get it done. When they have no idea how a silicon chip works.
Well, if you look at the word employed, employed, employed means to be engaged. And so if you look at it in that respect, your customers are engaged, your shareholders are engaged, your employees are engaged. And so they're all employed in the endeavor of that company. It's a matter of who's focused on what. You know, your sales department's going to be more focused on the customer. Human resources department are going to be more focused on the employees. Your shareholders are going to be more focused on the CEO and the CFO of the company, and vice versa, because they're the ones that are in contact with the various organizations. You know, I just tell my people that, you know, you have to look at every person as important. And not that one's more important than another. And so that's the way I've treated this problem of which comes first, the employee, the customer, or the stakeholder. Because in many respects, we're all basically the same. And because we're all employed in the success of the company.
Well, we, like I said, that term, the customer's always right, gets bannered around a lot. Team members do want to feel like they're important. The team members, the employees, let's say employees do want to feel like they're important because you want them to stick around. You want the customers to stick around. I guess the stakeholders, they, depending on how, you know, how intertwined they are with the organization, that you would want some, you know, many of those to stick around, and maybe some of them you'd probably prefer if they didn't stick around. But you have to address each one of them. That's what I hear you say, is address each group according to their according to what their focus is.
Well, I think the Forbes article, you know, I think they chose the word stakeholder specifically as opposed to shareholder. So a stakeholder could be a customer or an employee, as opposed to being the shareholder would not necessarily be a customer or an employee. And so, you know, they were very careful in choosing that word, stakeholder, because a stakeholder could be a shareholder, but it could also be a customer. It also could be an employee. Yeah. So because they all have a stake in the success of the company.
It's been great talking to you again, Ray. You can reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. Really, send your questions in. Ray reads them. He will answer those questions. So you'll also find more podcasts there, blogs, and links to information about the books Tough Things First and The Zen of Zen. Also, please go to your favorite podcast source. It's probably the one you're listening to now. And give your rating to help us spread the word about Tough Things First, the podcast. It's one of the top rated podcasts in all of Silicon Valley. And if you're listening to it, you know it. So we look forward to having you back to listen to another edition of Tough Things First. Thanks again, Ray.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.